Speaking of greatness, the Sheffield Shield final might just produce that tomorrow from the Junction Oval. 5 days of excellent cricket, Victoria and New South Wales for just the third time in Shield history. And we're going to have a bit of a look at that, how that might unfold from both angles with New South Wales and Victoria. We'll start with New South Wales, and Trent Copeland has been good enough to join us this morning to discuss it in the build-up. Good morning, Trent.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We are very, very well, but not as well as you. 44 wickets this year in the Shield at 18.65. Coming out beautifully. Bowled well last week. Got a Shield final tomorrow. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm pumped. Yeah, I'm really excited. And this is one of those things. I actually can't really believe that it's only the third final between New South Wales and Victoria.
Well, you couldn't either yesterday. We were talking about this.
We were questioning our research department.
Well, hopefully we can make that, the third and then lots more to come. But, yeah, I'm excited. And we got down to Melbourne yesterday, had a bit of a run around at the Junction. What an amazing facility it is down there. I think the wicket looks really good for five-day cricket. I think it's two teams that are at their peak, which is what you want in a final. And I love that it's going to be televised. The country needs to see more of our domestic four-day, five-day cricket.
We were talking before about the change to the format. One of the criticisms of the Shield final of recent years is the home team just bats forever, makes 650, and the game's over. Now there's a bonus point system, which Whitey tried to articulate to us before, which is we still can't get our head around it. but it does add a different element to the contest, that it's not as easy as it perhaps once was to just blunt the game and take the victory for the home team. Do you think it's a good thing?
Yeah, look, I do. And I mean, I'm coming from a slightly biased point of view, given I'm the away team.
Exactly.
But I think what it does is it provides an incentive for the home team to play how they would normally play during the season. Play aggressive cricket from the outset, win the toss and actually make a decision on what is best for us to win the game. And I don't know how Whitey explained it, but quite simply, in the first 100 overs of each team's first innings, you've got the opportunity of 0.1 of a point for every wicket you take. And over 200 runs, you get 0.01 of a point for every run.
Yep.
So it provides a balance between if you get the opportunity to bowl first in your favourite, conditions as a bit in the wicket, then you can take 1 point out of that. And if you bat well, you've got the opportunity to score as many runs as you want if you play aggressively. So I think it's great. And with the two teams that are on offer this week, it's going to be a proper contest between bat and ball all throughout the game.
No, Trent, that is how he explained it. It's just those of us not good with numbers just glazed over a little bit. But I'm sure, no doubt it's good that the home team can't just play for that draw and win the game. But I'm interested in the last two times you guys have met this year. The Vics have won both times, but there has been maybe a missing ingredient. Sean Abbott comes back into the team. What sort of impact can he have and what difference can he make?
Well, he's been exceptional this year. He was one of the players of the tournament in the JLT One Day Cup at the start of the year. He was one of the leading wicket takers in the Big Bash. And now he's bowling 140k an hour, swinging the ball both ways. And not just swinging it both ways either, Shaz. It's hitting the top of off stump when he comes back in for his in-swinger. He's bowling his bouncer and hitting guys regularly, not being able to get out of the way. This guy is at the peak of his powers. He's been around for a long time now, but he's still in his mid-20s. He's got a lot to offer, I think, at higher levels. And I tell you what, I'm excited. As a guy who gets the bowl down the other end as him opening the bowling together, I think we're forming a nice little combination.
Depending on what the wicket is going to produce, it could be a bowling Shield final because both teams bowl really well and there's Australian representation on both sides. From your own point of view, Trent, how big a role do you think you'll play in this match?
Yeah, look, I think the bowling group for us, Harry Conway's also come along big time this year against the Vics a couple of weeks ago. He took 9 wickets in that game and bowled beautifully. Then you throw in Steve O'Keefe, who's one of the most experienced left-arm finger spinners, along with John Holland in the opposition, and you've I think it's one of the biggest things in Shield cricket this year. If you've got a well-rounded bowling attack that's at their best, teams sort of haven't been able to deal with it. in terms of the batting groups. So has Whitey been on yet this morning?
No,
has he told you their team?
He's listening to you right now.
Well, Whitey, if you could let us into whether you're going to play all four of those quick games.
Well, you can keep listening when he gets on. That could work.
No, I'm only joking. But, no, look, it's unbelievable. Look, as you all know, I'm just a cricket nuffy. I'm a cricket fan. And I really enjoy just seeing bowling groups just at their best. And the Vics have been unbelievable all season. And having the likes of Tremaine, Boland, at the top of the wicket takers list, and you throw in Siddle and Pattinson with John Holland as their spinner on top, and it's a pretty formidable lineup.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with the team. They've got a really tough, decision to make.
Meanwhile, how's the lovely Kim Green, ex-teammate of mine? That's why he called me Shaz before.
Yes.
Half, you looked at me strangely.
Oh, no, I worked it out. I did work it out.
The Giants looking okay, or what?
Yeah, they're going really well. I mean, they've got a huge inclusion in the Australian captain, Caitlin Bathurst.
Yeah, just a small in.
She's a huge inclusion, literally.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, they're in the middle of pre-season at the moment, going really well. Kim's just loving life at the moment, and she's such a huge supporter of mine. She's a superstar athlete in her own right. I'm comfortably the second best athlete in my household. she's going really well. Touch wood, she can be playing for another couple of years.
Yeah,
she's absolutely killing it.
Yeah, she's doing great things, as are you, and you might even find yourself on a plane later on in the year. We'll see what happens after the Shield final. Let's just have a great contest. How about that? I won't wish you too much luck because I don't really want you to win. But let's just ask for a great contest.
I was going to say good luck to you, mate, but I might say no.
Oh, don't do that. Go well, Trent. We look forward to seeing how you go.
Thanks very much, guys.